gon' do. In Skid Row Studios. Yeah. Yo, this is Uncle Bean. Welcome to Celebrate Your Life. Celebrate life, you know what I mean? I'm here. Y'all tuned in. It's all good. You feel like calling in 800-893-9562. Tell a friend, tune in. SkidRowStudios.com, you know what I mean? Go right now to SkidRowStudios.com. Listen to the show. This show, what I'm going to do, I'm going to celebrate life, and I'm going to talk about, you know what I'm saying, my life. In different things in my life. I'm going to let y'all hear some music from my past, you know what I'm saying, my present and my future. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all celebrating life. For those who don't know me, my name is Lorenzo Poncello Hollis. I was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. You know, I've been downtown L.A. Skid Row is my home right now, you know what I'm saying? And been downtown over 15 years. Love the community, love the people. You know what I'm saying? I share my bread and wine with the people. Well, I share my bread and wine all the time, yes. And you know what I'm saying? This is it's all family, you know what I mean? And again, you family, if you're tuning in. If you're not tuning in and a friend tell you about me, you family too. I have a way we connect in some type of way. All right? But again, from Chicago, the dirty side of Chicago, Inglewood community. You know what I mean? Uncle Bean, a.k.a. Quan C. I'm going to take y'all back to my Quan C days, and I'm going to take y'all to the Uncle Bean day. Quan C, for the most part, was just a young whippersnapper in the neighborhood who washed cars, mowed lawns, shoveled snow, cut hair, raked leaves, you know? At first, was just doing it for candy. Then he started smoking weed and drinking alcohol, and he started doing it through that. You know? And furthermore, was basically just doing it to do what he wanted to do, be able to afford it. You know, we all do a bunch of things that we can't afford, but you know what I mean? But I was doing what I was doing to make sure I could afford it. You know, not to take nothing, not to ask nobody for nothing. But that was just me, young, being me, young whippersnapper. You know what I mean? Shortly, I'm going to give y'all a dose of, like, some of my old music to reflect certain times and points in my life. You know what I'm saying? I can't start early on. You know what I'm saying? The next show, we're going to come back, and we're going to do that. I'm going to take y'all back to the original Quan C, Hard Times 1 and Hard Times 2, Hard Times 3. But we're going to get into a little bit of the stressed out and Quan C bounce and can't leave it, you know what I'm saying? Can't leave L.A. and a variety of different things, you know what I mean? 7 years in the life especially. You know, when I'm talking about my shoes, you know what I mean? Fans know what I'm talking about when I talk about my shoes because they know the song. All right. Again, Chicago. Inglewood community, 53rd and Aberdeen, Motown. You know, what some might call the Blackstone Rangers. You know, the original Blackstone Rangers. You know, grew with all of them. Grew with all of that. Somehow displaced myself. Because I know for the most part, growing up where I grew up, everybody knew you was going to be a stone. You know, but contrary to most belief, I ended up being a gangster. So, but still in all, you know what I'm saying, the structure and the foundation in which it was set for, still the same, you know what I mean? We build and we build and we build. Me personally, right now, I'm going through a cycle of change. And again, if you know what I'm saying, if you can relate to some of the things that I'm saying, feel free to call 800-893-9562. You know what I mean? Celebrate your life. You know what I'm saying? So you can speak about life, the pros, the cons, the hurt, the pain, the love, the appreciation of it, all those different things. We celebrate in life. We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt to talk about nothing. Make it feel a whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? So we can celebrate life. And again, so many different chapters that we all have in our lives, and that's like what I want to, you know what I'm saying, gear towards today in this show about our feelings, and you know what I mean, because the month before last it was about feeling. I got to go back to feelings again, so you know what I mean, because that lesson is so important on how to express your feelings, how to show your feelings, when you're letting off positive feelings, when you're letting off negative feelings, and how much it rub off and affect those that surround you, and how much their negative feelings affect you. We're going to come in with a song right now, you know what I'm saying? But love and respect. We celebrating life, baby. Uncle Bean, bless.
Turn that shit up, man. I want to hear myself right, y'all.
Where do I go? From the bottom to the top, so I'll start at Skid Row. On Aberdeen as a teen, hustle hard for some weed, making beats for the streets, or these rhymes that's unique. Dedication be the fact that in time skills are mastered. Fella doing a life bid, I'm screaming, what about the kids? Went to school but not in, just visiting. Might see a couple friends and then the corners
how
I've been.
How do we live this way?
Every day's a check day, might be a bum or fucking thug, but I show my thug niggas love on the box, in the car, room wherever you sleep. We survive any struggle because we used to the streets. Slept on couches, many floors, soldiers and went to wars. My house ain't no different, just a little smaller than yours. Best hygiene for my body, cause I am somebody. Motivated to the party, controlling crowds without a shotty. Trying to connect with everybody, this rap shit is my life. The street shit is a hobby, until a nigga try to rob me. Best believe, if I bleed, then you'll be resting in peace. But I'll be rising while you fall in regards to what you believe.
How do we live this way?
Illegal life. Yo. Hey. Now that song right there, that take me back. That's it's going back. It's like 10, 12, 13 years old. You know what I'm saying? The song itself, I recorded that like 2001, something like that. Yeah. And you know what I mean? It was something that, how do we live this way? You know what I mean? I was thinking about it, like, yo, reflecting on my life and how I was living, and I'm saying everybody that I had a connection with, a relationship with, and everything that they were dealing with, and then all the energy that we were sharing amongst each other. You know what I'm saying? He got problems, she got problems, I got problems, everybody got problems, and all we doing is just stressing about our problems and sharing that bad energy, you know? And we didn't need to do that. We didn't have to do that. We could have said, hey, it's what it is, and we can build and establish something greater and work towards a greater, you know, but that wasn't the focus. And every day, you know, on Skid Row, you know what I mean? We out here, you know what I'm saying, and everybody trying to survive in this concrete jungle. You know what I mean? When you talk about animality, you know, animals in general. You got your lions, you got your tigers, you got your bears, you got your elephants, you got all these different, you know what I'm saying, so-called species. And when you look at humanity, honestly, you got all these different type of species. You got the predators and you got the prey. And then you got to decide in this life which one you want to be, dealing with the circumstances in which you face. Oh, what a wake up. Yeah. Then you ask yourself, what have I created for myself? Maybe if I listened a long time ago, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through right now. And then furthermore, what you're going through right now, how are you going to make the next circumstances and situations even more different? You know, and it's a growing process. It's just like with the music. You know, you listen to, you know what I'm saying, how we live this way, and a lot of people like, yo, is that really you, Uncle Bean? Yeah, that's me. That's what I was going through then. You know? Going through all these different situations, that's what I was going through then. Going through all these motions. And then a lot of the situations I created for myself, which we all do. But you know what? Right now, I'm going to take y'all to another one of my, you know what I'm saying, my tunes. You know what I'm saying? Check me out. It's Uncle Bean, Quan C. Listen to the tune. Like that song right there, take me back to a time when I lost, like reminiscing and thinking about all my guys. Mr. Fella, man, I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? My brother, that's my ace. That's who I started rapping with. And, you know what I'm saying? My first show that I did when I was 12, I did with Mr. Fella. You know what I'm saying? Gary Thompson. You and Menard, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Menard. Big up Gary Thompson. That's, man. I love you, bro, and I'm still out here doing what I told you I was gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Make this music and everything. So many reasons I get high. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to my uncles. You know what I'm saying? All the guys from the set. Rest in peace to my little sister, Latricia Maya Hollis. I love you. You know, there's so many reasons, you know what I mean? And then dealing with the stress of just survival, you know what I mean? And circumstances are what they are. You know what I'm saying? It's just how we deal with them. You know what I'm saying? It's the power of feeling. If you let your feelings mess with you to the point where, you know what I'm saying, you start to lack ambition, then you need to, you know what I'm saying, work on them feelings tremendously so you can get to the point where you really want to be. And again, it rubs off. We don't want to really rub off negative energy. We all need to sit back and look at our lives and reflect on everything and just, you know what I mean? Like, show love and express greater feelings. You know what I mean? I'm gonna try to breeze through some of these songs from, you know what I'm saying, like, from the history of Quan C, knowing what's artificial, natural, and self is. You know, Uncle Bean, you know what I mean? Really and truly. Hold on, let me take it to the next track real quick. Y'all check this out. We're going back to these other albums, you know what I'm saying? Let's run it.
Still come up. Still come up. Still come up. These niggas wanna pull me down, but I'ma still come up. These niggas hating on me, but I'ma still come up. These niggas wanna wear my shoes, but I'ma still come up. They wanna fuck my girl too, but I'ma still come up. These niggas hating on me, but I'ma still come up. Yo, they wanna pull me down, but I'ma still come up. They wanna wear my fucking shoes, but I'ma still come up. They wanna fuck my girl too, but I'ma still come up. Chronic blunt
Guinness and Hennessy is what I have for breakfast. Joe's fake, infiltrate, snakes play ahead, we reckless. Bust face, catch cage and snatch off your necklace. Get beat down if you jealous, talking shit in my presence. We build up foundations, feel concentration. Worldwide, thug nation, mob organization. Divide and conquer, cross sides, we divide and ride. Dirty side, pull nines, put out your lies. In spite of all, y'all fives, guns popping tonight. It's going down, it's going down, let the torch ignite. It's going down, it's going down, let the flames ignite. It's going down, let the flames ignite.
These niggas wanna pull me down,
but I'ma still come up.
These niggas hating on me,
but I'ma still come up.
They wanna wear my fucking shoes,
but I'ma still come up.
They wanna fuck my girl too,
but I'ma still come up.
These niggas wanna pull me down,
but I'ma still come up.
These niggas hating on me,
but I'm tripping, you know what I mean? Like, I can't believe that's me myself, you know what I mean? I can't, but that's, you know, you're talking about like 13 years ago, 13, 14 years ago, you know what I mean? And then for the most part, same way I do today, I'm expressing and talking about all the different things that I go through, you know what I'm saying? And regardless, positive or negative, I was celebrating my life then, I'm going to celebrate my life now. And, but at the same time, with the feelings in which I have, I'm sharing it with you. You know, it's a lot of change in life and a lot of growth in life. And a lot of people don't recognize it until they say, oh, I recognize it when it was too late. No, you didn't recognize it when it was too late. You recognized it when it was the time, the appropriate time, you know. And I recognize everything and I appreciate time in my life. You know what I mean? Because without time, you can't do anything. You know what I mean? It's, everything is structured by time. Mathematics rule the planet. You know, if you're sitting at home and you listen to this, you're riding your car, you're walking down the street, you know what I'm saying? Listen to this on your iPhone, you know what I'm saying? Can't do nothing without time. And you shouldn't be in a rush because all you got is time. You alive. Celebrate life. Yes, indeed. That was all stressed out, too. We go to Quasi Bounce or something. Let's go to the next track real quick.
Rolling, 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 rolling. Rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling. Yo, throwing chronic smoke everywhere we go.
Come on,
let me let you know how my people roll.
What?
Whether
what?
At a club or a crib with hoes. Let you know how my people roll.
Come on,
even on the streets we be making dough. Let me let you know how my people roll.
Shout.
Keep on dropping albums and see videos. Let me let you know how my people roll.
Down the shout in the bucket, still hungry, never greedy. Fake bitches try to deceive me, fake niggas try to mislead me. I catch a nigga, believe me, it's a cold, cold world. Get jacked for your bins while you ride with your girl. Yo, we should've took the dash. I mashed for the cash, strapped up with ski masks. By myself, don't give half. Mad Max on contacts, wrong raps that break dash. And backs when Quan snap, and my niggas pull gats. Y'all ain't ready for that.
Ooh, we hitting Kona, dipping. Ooh, we hitting Kona,
getting cheese.
Ooh, we hitting Kona,
flipping.
Ooh, we hitting Kona,
smoking weed.
Ooh, we hitting Kona,
with a free.
Steady
ride, nigga.
Ooh, we hitting corners.
Riders.
Ooh, we hitting corners.
I said once, y'all don't wanna fuck with me. I've been through hard times, no passing hard times. Three, new beginning, make your bounce. Yo, ain't that some
hey, yo. Again, I can't believe that's me. Wow. It's going back. It's going back, you know what I mean? That's over 10 years old. That's a long time. You know what I mean? Real talk. And then with celestial being years, that's like thousands of years ago. You know what I mean? I mean, wow. Yeah. And then, you know, like the transition with music and everything like that. It's been like, you know what I'm saying? It's expanding, you know what I mean? Everyone's voice, you know what I'm saying, is being recognized more. Individuality is being recognized more, and that's a part of spirituality. You know what I'm saying? And that's part of personality. So it's beautiful all in itself. And you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the blessing that I can share, you know what I'm saying, this history, my history, you know what I'm saying, with you all. I'm celebrating life. We celebrating life right here. You know what know what I'm saying? Don't forget, if you want to, you call in 800-893-9562. And still, you know what I'm saying, regardless if you don't call in for this show, call in for every show, Bobby Buck Show, every show, you know what I'm saying? Go to www.skidrowstudio.com. Again, www.skidrowstudios.com. I mean, again, this is Uncle Bean, a.k.a. Quan C. We live broadcasting from Skid Row Studios. Better take y'all to another song, you know what I'm saying? Going to probably, you know what I'm saying, another project, you know what I'm saying? But check it out, though. Here we go. Broadcasting live. Uncle Bean, Quan C. Bless.
My pen pals still waiting on your calls. I'm in Cali, you and ill, and I'll be there for my dogs. We used to ride on dummies, shoot craps, get money, roll dick, talk shit, drink liquor, and throw fists at opposition, sell spit. On the block, we get high, slick guy, play hard. Used to play ball in his backyard, so rocks behind the garage. His life so hard, tight squad with tight wads, nice cars with Bogart. 7'4", 14, 215, 19. I'll silence any lambs trying to fuck up my dream. Say just what you mean, fuck reading between the lines. Out outline to find the time, so you surrounded by mine. And already crossed the line.
I've seen it all.
And I know what.
And I know it's gonna be alright.
Bring back like that song again, like all these songs, they bring back so many different memories. When I mean so many different memories, memories of my brother, memories of my sister, memories of the homeboys, memories of the homegirls, you know, memories of girls that I liked and never talked to, you know, memories of girls that liked me and I talked to and played them to the left, but bring back so many memories of everything that I've witnessed in life, you know what I'm saying? And all those different situations that I share with every individual that has been in my life. So, you know, all them hustling nights used to be like standing in the middle of the street freestyling, you know what I mean? I'm talking about, you know what I mean? Dre Day was there, Big Folks was there, Bone was there, Johnny Folks was there. Everybody was there, you know what I mean? Big Head, you know what I'm saying? All the guys was there, and that was, like, something that was so beautiful. And, like, even with the neighbors, you know what I'm saying? Big Renee and all them. Harold Chicken Mike, you know what I'm saying? Everybody from, you know what I'm saying, the community in which, you know what I'm saying, over there, the Dirty Side was established, you know? And even going back to Aberdeen, seeing my uncles and seeing all my family, all that's always a pleasure. I love all of y'all, you know? And that's why, like, a lot of those songs that I recorded at that time or in those times, you know, from leaving Chicago in 99 and coming out here, it was like, yo, I had to carry those memories with me. I had to have them written in stone, you know what I mean? Because they were historic, you know what I'm saying? Monumental, you know what I mean? Like, priceless, really, to me. That's how much I appreciate it. All of y'all, you know? And again, this, you know what I'm saying? All these are big steps in life and different changes, you know what I'm saying? Even leaving Chicago and coming to LA, you know what I'm saying? All those changes. And I, you know what I mean? I wouldn't trade it for the world, cause, you know what I'm saying? Even my crew, S&P, you know what I'm saying? Supernatural Force, you know what I'm saying? We in a building. Supernat in the building, the amazing Supernatural Force, you know what I'm saying? Curie High School, yeah, all my guys, everybody, we in the building, you know what I mean? And couldn't trade it for the world. See, we, Bam, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody, you know what I mean? Everybody. Benny, you know what I'm saying? The Locust, all y'all dudes, man. Love all y'all dudes, you know what I'm saying? that's still with me every day. You know what I'm saying? Remember, I was the first one that got that Supernatural Force tattoo. But we're going to go to the next song. You know what I'm saying? But this is all history right here. You know what I'm saying? Love and respect. Uncle Bean, celebrate life. Come on, man.
Yo, yo, yeah. If you bad mind, if you jealous, you know what I mean? You wish you had a nigga life. You can't. My shoes, you can't rock my shoes. Walk them out in my shoes. You don't know what I go through. In my shoes, my shoes. You can't smoke my shoes. Even my county shoes. Even if I got 1,000 pair of shoes, they my shoes. Heaviest they watch me, cause the liquid jewelry got responsibility, gotta take care of me. I pawn sometime, nobody else's but mine. Plus always on the grind, but don't wanna do the time. Paid dues, got soldiers, many people employed. Some wanna hit the studio, but don't wanna bless they boy. And I feed more than churches downtown LA. And it seems like I'm losing like 2,000 a day. My shoes, you can't rock my shoes. Walk them out in my shoes. You don't know what I go through. In my shoes, my shoes. You can't smoke my shoes. Even my county shoes. Even if I got 1,000 pairs of shoes,
then my shoes. No gas boiling pots on hot plates. That's the way we had hot water when life wasn't great. Hand-me-downs, passed down, we shed pants in the hood while I stay. Moms and pops kept it cool, but we lived this way. Lost my sister in 86, that made my mom sick. A lot of pain in my life I could never forget. Being handcuffed, yo, my brother locked up. And I wanna stop hustling, but I gotta come up.
My shoes, you can't rock my shoes. Walk about in my shoes. You don't know what I go through. In my shoes, my shoes. You can't smoke my shoes.
Even my county shoes. Even if I got 1,000 pair of shoes, they my shoes. Yo, let me tell you something. Really and truly, we all can only wear our own shoes. You know, your shoes is your shoes. Situations that you got to deal with are situations you got to deal with. You know what I mean? You really can't depend on nobody to deal with them for you. You know, you can ask for a support system and want somebody to be in your corner, but you got to take the initiative to step up. It's like back in the days. Why the homies going to step up and beat up somebody, you know what I'm saying, about you? You know what I'm saying? Somebody came and confronted you or tried to attack you. You ain't gonna defend yourself. Why you think they, what made you think they want to defend you? You want to defend yourself. So that's what it comes down to. You have to step up and start doing for you. You know what I mean? And then other people, the people that's in your corner, your support systems, they, you know what I'm saying, they will increase. They will become plenty because they see where you're going. They see your initiative. They see your drive. If you sitting on your bottom all day, who want to help somebody sitting on their bottom all day and asking for something? I don't know about you, but I've done it a lot, and I ain't finna be doing it no more. So, I mean, get off your bottom, you want me to help you. And then, you know, people are stuck in their ways. You know what I mean? I understand that because, you know what I'm saying, we all have, to a degree, addictive, compulsive behavior. You know, we all have addictive, compulsive behavior. You like something so much, you just keep on doing it. You like a person so much, you just keep on doing them. You know what I mean? So all these different things, you know what I mean? And that turns into abuse. You know, so whether you using or abusing, distributing, you know what I'm saying? I'll say it like this. Whether you're a supplier or a consumer, regardless of what it is, you know, you have addictive compulsive behavior. And then when you do decide that you want to stop, it's hard to change.
It's hard, it's hard. Yeah. Baby, yeah. Baby, it's hard.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Hard.
And then you wanna stop hustling, wanna be legit. It's hard.
And then you wanna stop up and wanna be legit. It's hard to change. It's hard, baby, baby.
Count money every hour till I go to sleep. Wake up, the same thing, guaranteed a G. Call my girl, go eat, then it's back to the street. Sell some packs for a few sacks, business nice for me. If it's broke, get it fixed, it can be replaced. On a percy, big face from the people that pay. Give credit, no collateral, it's okay. I got respect and I see him downtown anyway. Cause I'm always on deck, I'm married to the block. Shop didn't stop, I wasn't punching the clock. But you got people stalking, informers watching while you're walking. Reading your lips while you're talking, trying to build a case. So watch what you say, cause here standing in front of you with a mic in your face. Playing a game, and it's a deadly game. That's why right now I'm dealing with probation things. If you ever had money doing illegal shit, and then you wanna stop hustling, wanna be legit, it's hard to change. It's hard, baby. If you ever had money doing illegal shit, and then you wanna stop hustling, wanna be legit, it's hard to change.
It's hard, it's hard,
it's hard, baby, baby.
I used to pay my bills on time, but now it seems like right now I can't even make the deadlines. Every time I gotta pull some money out my pocket, it seems like right about now I don't got it. You know what I mean? When I used to hustle, I used to have that dough. And anytime I want to go to the store, I would go. A shop and buy shoes, buy me a fit, buy some jewelry. Anything I want, I can get. But now I'm stressing because I'm trying to change my life. Trying to get a 9-to-5, try to do something right. Instead of hitting that block, doing 24/7. End up in the pen or something like that, probably dead. With a couple shells in my head, because niggas know that I be having that shit. It's crazy, because I'm out here on the streets, and that's what you get when you fuck with the streets, know what I mean? If you ever had money doing illegal shit, and then you wanna stop hustling, wanna be legit, it's hard to change. It's hard, baby, baby. If you ever had money doing illegal shit,
I mean. Reality, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Buck in here with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You done testified multiple times, you know what I'm saying, about how, you know what I'm saying, how difficult, how hard it is to change, especially when you're used to doing, so, you know what I'm saying, so many things, you know what I mean, the same way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I told you, I'm still an alcoholic, you know what I'm saying? 21 years, I know, after 21 years of drinking and smoking, I'm still drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only 35.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I said, hey, people out there, think about heart health, you know what I'm saying? Anything pertaining to heart disease, you know what I'm saying? I'm supporting it, you know what I'm saying? Because I suffer from heart disease, you know what I'm saying? But I want y'all to know, like, yo, again, it was the decisions that we make in life, you know what I'm saying? We have to deal with the consequences. I'm going to deal with the consequences, but at the same time, I'm fighting for prevention, you know what I'm saying? So you don't abuse yourself like I've abused myself and go through the things I know I'm going to have to go through, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Make sure you take care of yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's to the world. That's to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Men, women, kids, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Young and old, take care of yourself and support heart health, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, support heart health. Yo, but it is hard to change, man, you know? And that's the addictive compulsive behavior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Sometimes that addictive compulsive behavior is fun.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You get the good feelings, but you got to get the consequences behind it. You're going to feel good for a minute with that, hey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When it's all gone, I mean, real talk.
Yeah.
My testimony. I dated a girl, and she liked to pop Molly, right? She liked to deal with the Molly thing, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know too much about the new generation type of party drugs and different shit like that. But, excuse my language, but anyhow, she liked to, you know what I'm saying, deal with the Molly. And while she had the Molly, she was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Everything good. Woke up the next morning, she's sober, you know what I'm saying? She ran like, you know what I'm saying, the hotel was on fire. You're like, oh, I got to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight out the door, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the reality hit her.
Yeah, she was sober.
Yeah, the reality. She's like, wait a minute. That was the other me. You probably don't remember what happened, and she went up in the motel. It's like, what's up?
Now, she remember everything, but it's just a different tolerance.
Okay.
Because I know, even I myself, when I'm trying to make the transition from drinking and not drinking,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Just say, like, I done drunk for, like, a week straight, 3 or 4 or 5 bottles of Remy, right? And then one morning I wake up and say, I'm not going to drink today. Do you think, you know what I'm saying? What level do you think my tolerance is? What level do you think my tolerance is?
So after drinking for a while, it's pretty high.
I'm talking about my tolerance for people. That morning when I decide not to drink.
You know, zero.
You know what I mean? Do you think I want somebody trying to con me or run some cap on me or, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Just come to me and make small talk?
No.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Because I'm going through that transition. I'm trying to fight that will, you know what I'm saying, of my addictive compulsive behavior.
Because
all it takes is me to just let one person get me aggravated, irritated, agitated, whatever you want to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or even if I crack their head first, then I'm going to go. And that's, yeah. it's sad, but it's true. It's sad, but it's true. We're going to go to the next song. Bobby Buck in here with me. You know what I'm saying? Also, Mr. Michael Moore. Shouts out to everybody out there. Simone, don't be mad at me. Love and respect. Hope you find everything happily in life. Bless. Next song.
Yep. 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 Hey.
Dance,
hey, long. Boom.
Exercise.
Tell them girls.
Do that dance.
Do that dance
exercise.
For me.
Do that dance.
Exercise, girl, do that dance. Exercise, girl, do that dance. Exercise, girl, do that dance.
Exercise.
It won't hurt your little mama. Do that dance for me. You came here to party. Do that dance for me. I know you're feeling free, girl. Do that dance for me. Let the liquor help you out. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. The girl start dancing like she doing aerobics. Favorite song, come on, and then she hitting the flow, grabbing all of her friends, telling them come on, like, girl, I'm ready to get my party on. The girl juking like a pro, ride the rodeo, looking like one of them girls in Melly video. Damn, she got legs and she knows how to use them. Up in the air, down the pole, yep, she moving, going in my pockets. Excuse me, mister, baby ain't a stripper, but I'm about to tip her. See a thong, thong, thong. She get her grooves on in the mirror every day, exercising to my songs. Now up and down and up again, now down and up. Let me see that back bend, working out all night until the club ends. She came here tonight, she'll be coming back again. It won't hurt your little mama. Do that dance for me. You came here to party. Do that dance for me. I know you feeling free, girl. Do that dance for me. Let the liquor help you out. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me. I wanna see you exercise. Do that dance for me.
Hey, little mama, what's up? Can I get a cut? I see that G-string all in your butt. And I like that shit, cause I'm a straight freak. With an ass like Trina and a face like Free. You could be my bitch as long as you get money. Can have a little brain, can't be no fucking dummy. And if the pussy fine, you might be my baby mommy. I like sticking the pipe all in your fucking tummy. Let me feel that brain, I won't tell the homie. I don't kiss and tell that shit there was phony. I suck on this bone like it is a bottle. And when a nigga bust, make sure you swap.
It won't hurt your little mama. Do that dance for me.
Yo, yo, yo. Again, we back. It's Uncle Bing, Celebrate Life. As far as that track goes right there, again, you know what I'm saying? We talking about this stuff is like before. I recorded that song like, what, 2004, 2005, you know? Big up LP Sheets, Andre Sheets. LP Sheets, he produced that track. And big up my brother, you know what I'm saying? Thomas Hollis, a.k.a. T-Bone, Bone Bone, you know what I'm saying? Bone Thug, you know what I mean? Featured on the song, and I truly appreciate, you know what I mean, the history and the love, the energy that we put into those songs, going into the studio and working on those pieces. We're going to go into one more song, or like two more songs real quick. We're going to breeze through them real quick because we running out of time. But again, this Uncle Bean, Celebrate Your Life, going to the next tune. Yeah.
You only gonna play a portion.
Hey.
I work smart to get the money, y'all. It's shit and chatter. And if you ain't about paper, it really don't matter. I drive a Mazda Protege with the tags expired. If I get pulled over, it really don't matter. You say that you's a gangster, bust a lot of heads. Have hella guns, and nigga, you ain't never scared. You can have the baddest bitch and be faithful as hell. But if she fuck another nigga, it really don't matter. I can't stand when somebody's always up in my face. Start talking and I don't give a fuck what they say. Please miss me saying nothing but your breath is kicking. Keep touching me while you talking, I ain't trying to listen. What they did, what they said, or what's written thereafter. Gossip talk don't give me no mathematical factors. It's cool to socialize, participate, and laughter. Fuck the bullshit conversation, it really don't matter. It don't involve safety plus recreation. Getting paper in the rate of different locations. Web searching, making deals with educational data. Author mini books, taking you through these chapters. Not wasting my breath, nor wasting my time. Bullets cost money, so I ain't trying to waste mine. When you make mistakes, you recognize after, but when it's said and done, it really don't matter. I work smart to get the money, y'all. It's chitter chatter, and if it ain't about paper, it really don't matter. I drive a Mazda Protege with the tags expired, and if I get pulled over, it really don't matter. You say that you's a gangster, bust a lot of heads, have hella guns, nigga, you ain't never scared. You can have the baddest bitch and be faithful as hell, but if she fuck another nigga, it really don't matter. You can buy a new coupe and put her in it, give her her own bank account, and you know she gon' spend it. You might be thinking that she's faithful, I bet my jewels. If she fuck somebody else, she never tell you. But you always creeping out, getting brains in your car, telling your girl you coming home when you out with a bra. And you know she's cheating, you can't put it past her.
But you keep telling yourself, man, it don't matter. I done lost a couple G's, my hustle done stopped. Yeah, that was really don't matter, you know what I mean? Again, celebrate life, you know what I'm saying? Check out them albums. They are available on iTunes. If you didn't know, they are available on iTunes. Like I said, we're going to breeze through this time real quick. We're going to go to the next track. You know what I mean? But again, celebrate life. Appreciate life. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody around you. Every day. Let's go.
Road.
Yeah, H.O.K. It's some new shit. African American. This is how they got us prepped up. All my gangster disciples, all my GDs, my BDs, my BGs.
Building DT, yeah. Skid Row representing.
And if you're crippin' dead, cuz, go ahead, crip. Crip your blood and damn blood. Y'all, I want y'all to know, everybody out there, if you gangbang, it don't matter if you gangbang. It don't matter what tribe you from. You know what I'm saying? Every tribe should be unified. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and do you, you know what I'm saying? Instead of hurting each other, let's help each other. That's what's up. You know what I mean?
My Crip niggas, my blood niggas, my Hoovers, a gangster site from Chi-Town. Everybody know of it, my stay downtown. Always on our grind, I do this every time. Don't care where nobody come from, no matter time. I just be on some shit, but I got love for my niggas. All my gangsters rolling, doing it. I don't care what you say, where you from. Any day I stay on that gangster shit, and I let my music always play. I fuck with y'all, fuck with them, my Mexican. All us, we move around. Red flags, blue flags, gray flags, green flags. Oh, so bad, bad man, bad man. No, we gotta live this life how we do. Accurate, tip, throw that the business that we say on top of shit, on the ground all the time. Represent your hood, man. Don't give a fuck where you come from. You fuckin' with a real one. You fuckin' with a real man. Crippin' dead, cuz I'm gone ahead, crippin'. Get your blood and damn blood. If you move it, then move. All the other game, if you grow it, then groove. Every day we get, if you crip the neck, cause I'm gone ahead. If you blood and then blood, gone ahead. So if
hey, y'all, again, I don't give a fuck. Excuse my language. Let me tone it down a little bit. I don't care where you're from, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, you know what I'm saying? We need unification and all that every day in our lives, you know what I mean? Hey, but also, I want to say big up Sam's Hearth, bro, because Sam's Hearth, bro, they've been, you know what I'm saying, showing love. My boy Allen, all the staff, you know what I'm saying, the security, all the girls, the dancers, Alexis, Vanessa, everybody, you know what I'm saying, that Sam's Hearth, bro. You know what I'm saying? Marcelo Calderon, big up yourself. Pablo, big up yourself. Everybody, big up yourself. We're going to go to the next song. It's dedicated to Sam's Hearth, bro.
Mike, check 1, 2.
If I could live better than the way that I live, shit, had guap for my kids, take care of my biz. Instead of all day I'm drinking, shit, trying to avoid the pen. Seems like the same shit again and again. Again and again, time wasting. Gun the face, put it in their face. Tell them, give me my guap, shit dead in face. About to catch a murder case. I don't need that. Try to change life. Try to help you in your life. But you're still not right. Acting like you're too bright. See your fuckery will end up leaving you with some injuries. And me sitting in the fucking penitentiary doing life. Doing life, trying to change, still maintain, still going through the strain. Or I'm deranged, it's all in my mind, but you fuck it up every single time. Every time I try to help you out, the same excuses always coming out your mouth. Save my money upstairs.
Hey,
but why my money?
Why
upstairs?
My money upstairs? Hold up. Hey, I apologize. That was the wrong song for Sam Soft, bro. What we gonna do, we finna come in, you know what I'm saying, with these last minutes, you know what I'm saying? And I gotta, again, give a big shout out to Sam Soft, bro. You know what I mean? Big up Alan again. Big up Alexis. Big up, you know what I'm saying, Big John. Big up Elani. Big up everybody in Sam Soft, bro. You know what I'm saying? All the staff, security, everybody. This is the song for Sam Soft, bro, right here.
Got my own issues. Got my own issues. Got my own.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah.
Where we going?
Lap dance, table dance on the stage, she dance. Lap dance, table dance on the stage, she
I'm going to the studio, right? And after I leave the studio, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to Sam's Hoff, bro. You know what I'm saying? On Olympic and Alameda, Sam's Hoff, bro. You know what I'm saying? The Dope Cabaret. Big up Sam's, let's go.
Sam's Hoff, bro. Sam's out the dark.
Like I said, we're going to Sam's Hall, bro, after we go to the recording studio, record a new track tonight, you know what I mean? But all in all, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Even y'all scared callers, I would like to thank y'all because y'all was scared to call in. Y'all know the number, 800-893-9562. Don't be scared next time. But anyhow, thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying? It was about Uncle Bean Quincy tonight. You know what I'm saying? Letting y'all check out some of my old music, some of my new music. You know what I mean? And again, from here, SkidRowStudios.com, we're broadcasting live. Uncle Bean is in the house. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Bobby Buck. Thank you, Michael Moore. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Skid Row Studios. We out of here. You know what I'm saying? We'll hear y'all next time. We'll holler at y'all next time. Let's go. Celebrate life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celebrate your life.
Yeah.
Celebrate your life.
Yeah.